This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health Information and Health News channels. You can find us and subscribe to our programming on iTunes, and now can be heard on TuneIn Radio as well. For your listening convenience, today we are speaking with Professor Les Sheffield, a geneticist and the clinical director of GenesFX Health, a pioneering company based in Melbourne, Australia, that has developed the DNA dose test. Les, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you as well. So first of all, for starters, what is personalized medicine?
Well, personalized medicine is adjusting the medicine to the individual person, and that we're concentrating on this applying to drugs, which is the first really application of personalized medicine. So we're adjusting a particular medication to the individual, and we do that by looking at that individual's genes, and the genes determine how the body processes that medicine, and we and people vary differently, and most people know that. Some people can take a little bit of a medicine and they get side effects, and other people take a lot and it doesn't seem to help. It's all genetic and we're measuring it.
Do all drugs have the same effect on people?
No, they don't. I mean, the drugs are all different. They work by different mechanisms, and people are different, which is what we're testing. So we're taking the big thing that the physician doesn't know, which is what is the individual variation for that person. He knows how big they are. He knows what other medication they're on. But what he doesn't know is how they differ from each other by their own individual genes. So that's what our test does. We determine how the body processes the medication and then adjust the dose or even the medication according to those tests.
Tell our listeners, what is the DNA dose test?
Well, the DNA dose test is a genetic test where we measure DNA, which we get from either a blood sample or, more often these days, are just a scraping of the cheek and the gum. And the DNA is quizzed for how four important genes that are involved in medication, about 50% of all medications, what is the genetic properties that person has. And then we link that up with what medicines that particular person is concerned about. And then our software will produce a report in English so that the physician and also the person can understand what it means. So it's not enough just to get the genes and the results. And my company GenesFX does is take the raw DNA results that's produced by a pathology lab and it interprets it into English so people can understand what does it mean for them and what does it mean for the particular drugs. In other words, should they take that particular drug rather than another one? And if so, what does?
Excellent. Today we are with Professor Les Sheffield, a geneticist and the clinical director of GenesFX Health, a pioneering company based in Melbourne, Australia, that has developed the DNA dose test. Here on eHealth Radio's General Health Information and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, which patients is the test particularly relevant for in this case?
The people who use it most are people who are taking antidepressant drugs, anti-anxiety drugs, some of the more stronger drugs that are used for more serious mental illness, some of the bloods used for blood to prevent blood clotting, such as warfarin or clopidogrel, and also drugs which people take to reduce stomach acidity. They would be the main ones. We also have one for the drug tamoxifen, which people take when they're after they've had a treatment for breast cancer and they take it to prevent the breast cancer coming back. We have a test to see if that tamoxifen will work or not. So they would be the main applications.
And what can one's doctor do with all these results?
Well, that's where my company Genes Effects comes in. We take the lab results and we process them. Then we match it up with the world literature about if you've got these results and you're taking these drugs, what should you do, given knowing all the information. So the information is in the world literature, but it's very disparate, and most physicians don't have access to that. And so we take the world literature, take the genetic results, marry them together, and then produce a report which is printed out as a PDF in English so that they can understand, so the physicians and the patients can understand what it means. And we give the patients a ID card, like a credit card, which gives the summarizes the results and gives the actual number, that the laboratory number that we use to find that result, so they can actually present it to any physician who can then retrieve the report by knowing that number. And eventually that'll all be electronic, but at the moment it's a little card like a credit card. So it's, people can carry it around and show it to physicians before they have medication.
Very interesting. Certainly do appreciate your time and letting us know what your company offers and how you can be of assistance. Tell our listeners where they can get more information on the DNA dose test.
Now, the best place to go is the website, which is www.dnadose, which is spelled DNADOSE, all one word, .com. And on that site, one can order a test and nominate a physician in which to send the results. And when you order the test, you get sent a kit with a little cheek brush, and the cheek brush can be used and then posted back to us, and then the report will follow.
Les, we certainly do appreciate your time, and thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio, and have yourself a wonderful holiday season.
Thank you very much. Same to you and all your listeners.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Professor Les Sheffield, a geneticist and the clinical director of Genes FX Health, a pioneering company based in Melbourne, Australia, that has developed the DNA dose test. And once again, the website of reference is dnadose.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the general health information and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.